I was riding with somebody in the Black Hills in South Dakota. I spent a week on horseback a couple of weeks ago, and I'm riding along with somebody and telling him the four rules of survival in the Cormac McCarthy universe. And he said, "This is like a graduate seminar. This is what my world is like." Cormac McCarthy wrote what's called the Border Trilogy, right? All the Pretty Horses, The Crossing, and Cities of the Plain. Mm-hmm. In All the Pretty Horses, a young man leaves West Texas, goes across the Mexican border, and nothing good happens. He comes back home as a changed individual. In The Crossing, a young man from southern New Mexico, the southwestern corner of New Mexico, the Boot Heel, captures or traps the last Mexican gray wolf in the area and decides that rather than kill it, he's going to lead it back into Mexico and set it loose. Crosses that border, nothing good happens. He comes back barely alive and goes on with his life. In Cities of the Plain, those two cowboys, separated by about 15 years of age, find themselves working on the same ranch in West Texas. And they never talk about this common past they had, but they're cowboys. You know, they're reticent. They just don't talk about stuff like that. They just take everybody on the surface, handshake, face value. They have adventures in Mexico. One of them ends up dead. The other one is kind of in a reverie at the end of that book, thinking, "What on earth just happened?" And so from that, I've derived the four rules of survival in the Cormac McCarthy universe. And if you saw or read No Country for Old Men, you would know this too. The first rule of survival is don't leave home. Just don't go out the door. Second one is don't cross any borders. That can mean your threshold, the garden gate, the county line, the state line, the federal border, whatever. Every time you cross one of those, it's a mistake. And you want to say to people, do you not know that Cormac McCarthy is writing your story? Don't you know what's going to happen to you? So the third rule of survival is don't pick up or touch anything that isn't yours, ever. And the fourth most important rule is don't ever go back. Think about that guy in No Country for Old Men. Gets up in the morning, goes out for the day, has a fairly fine day. He's on a hillside. He watches this violent murder take place below him. He goes down to where the bad guys were. They've driven off. They left this dead guy or dying guy in a truck. And our protagonist picks up a satchel of money and walks off with it. And what does he do? Goes home, but then he goes back to see if the guy is still alive and should he give him some water. Going back sets in motion the whole rest of that story. And that was his major mistake. In the Cormac McCarthy universe, it's the worst thing you can ever do. I've brought that kind of aesthetic or that approach to Western music. And it's important for me to tell the stories in that kind of true way. You know, generally nothing good ever happens.